The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Monday, we check in with Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Good morning, sir. How are you? I hope you had a great Easter.
I had a great weekend. How about you?
I did, too. It was nice and sunny here in the upstate. It was just the way Easter's supposed to be, you know?
There you go. Yeah, it was good here until it started to rain this morning, but that's all right.
Well, boy, and has it been raining in the upstate? Still is. Heavy rains throughout the area and moving on out this afternoon. But, yeah, and you know, we've been getting a great response over the weekend and this morning to our upcoming event, May the 2nd. You guys are one of our partners, mm-hmm. an evening on education mm-hmm. freedom with Dr. Ben Carson. Yeah. I mean, what an evening that's going to be. It's exciting. We're going to be able to ask questions and just have a great great discussion.
Absolutely. I mean, look, Carson is a great messenger for conservatives in general, but, you know, also in terms of, you know, how things like education obviously affect, you know, not just young folks in particular, but, you know, the minority community specifically. You know, he's been someone who's been able to testify to that over the years, what it did for him, for his family. And, you know, the man that goes all the way to becoming a brain surgeon, for goodness sake, and then going on and serving in the cabinet for the President of the United States. He's a fantastic messenger, a great speaker. Really love to hear him talk. And, you know, having a good time for folks to come together and talk about education and talk about, you know, our upcoming superintendent education race. You know, the state of education here in the state, here in the country, things need to be improved. And it should be a great evening.
Of course, along with Dr. Carson, Senator Jim DeMint, and Ellen Weaver of the Pamela Promise Institute. So a great evening. If you'd like, tickets are free, but you do need to register. If you want us to put you on the list, just text the keyword Carson to 877-235-9405. Keyword Carson, and we'll get your information there. And I'd love to see you Monday, May the 2nd, starting at 6:45 in Stratton Hall on the campus of Bob Jones University. All right, so there was an interesting article in the Posted Courier yesterday that the DNC is maybe going to reconsider where South Carolina falls in their presidential primary. You think there's a chance that South Carolina may not be one of the first in the South for the DNC?
Well, on their side of the street, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, a lot of it's hard to predict the crazy stuff, quite frankly, that comes out of the Democrat National Committee these days on a lot of issues, as you're well aware of. I've heard that the state of Michigan, Democrats in Michigan have been trying to make a move to get ahead of Iowa. You know, you got a multitude of other folks who are trying to jockey behind the scenes, but really on their side of the street, quite frankly, what this boils down to, in a word, simply is race. That's really what it's all about. You've got a number of folks in the Democrat National Committee, with the Democrat Party, you know, writ large around the country. You know, as we all know, who are high on diversity and equity and, you know, all these other wonderful things, everything except principles and ideas. So this particular state is not racially diverse enough, so they can't go early in the process. You know, we should move a different state that has a larger minority population of either African-Americans or Hispanic-Americans or Asian-Americans or whatever. Just more of the Democrat Party defining things and everything in society and around them on the basis of race rather than, again, on ideas. And, you know, one of the reasons why you have, and a process that has worked well, having smaller states to the front of a presidential nomination process, one is because of size and fewer media markets. It makes it cheaper for candidates to get involved, run, and compete, and be able to get their ideas out there. You know, if the first state in the process were, say, Florida, you know, with a dozen expensive media markets in a, you know, a state that's larger than most countries, you know, well, it would be, you know, cost prohibitive for candidates to get out there and compete. States like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, progressively a little larger, as you go forward, makes it easier for candidates to get around, compete, meet voters one-on-one. You have a lot of that personal interaction, you know, more retail politics rather than wholesale politics where they just show up and put $10 million worth of TV ads out there and that's the campaign. It's a much better process. We get a better look at more candidates. And the Democrats, are on their side of the street anyway, are about to throw that away on the basis, quite frankly, of race.
Yep, yep. If this were to happen, I mean, you know, the chairman of the DNC is Jamie Harrison. I mean, wouldn't this be a defeat for Jamie Harrison if he somehow allows this to happen?
Yeah, it would be an incredibly bonehead move, in my opinion. I mean, look, the regardless of your party, Democrat or Republican, again, it's a good deal, system for candidates to be able to come and compete in cheaper media markets and cheaper states, smaller states where it's easier and cheaper to get around, and where voters have a chance to meet and interact with candidates more and get a better look at them. And, you know, for Harrison to have, you know, gone through that process here in South Carolina, and then let his party, you know, basically screw the pooch, if you will, and have that get off the rails and go to other states would just, in my mind, be incredible. But look, none of that is going to affect us on this side of the street. I was just at the Republican National Committee meeting in Memphis last week where we adopted our rules regarding the upcoming primary process timeline. The system that we have had for the last, basically since 1980, was readopted and locked in place. So there will be no changes on the South Carolina side of the aisle. Iowa will come first in New Hampshire, and 10 days after New Hampshire will come South Carolina.
Yep, as it should be, as it should be. So it'll be interesting to watch. I mean, you know, we look at it, you and I primarily, we look at it from a political standpoint, but there's a real economic standpoint that you have to consider, too. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars flowing into our state because of these primaries.
Yeah. Well, that and the economic implications to the state, you know, have been measured to be, you know, upwards or over, at least in the last cycle, of over $40 million.
Yeah.
You know, and to these folks, these staffers and other folks in the media who comes into the state, obviously they're renting hotel rooms and they're buying food, et cetera, and doing the things that they do when they travel. It's an incredible economic boom to the state. It's a political boom to the state. And quite frankly, the primary is one of the reasons why South Carolina punches above its weight politically, because you have so many people who come through the state as part of that early process with presidential campaigns. Yeah. That regardless of which campaign goes on to win, many of the folks who sort of earn their political chops in South Carolina end up being part of the staff going forward for whoever ends up being the nominee. You have so many folks from South Carolina, Democrat and Republican, who end up working in an administration, working at the higher echelons in Congress and so forth because of it. And it, quite frankly, just helps our state politically.
Yeah, yeah. Drew McKissick, is always a pleasure. We'll catch up again next week. And have a great week.
You too, sir. Y'all take care and stay dry.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.